In every family, there's one person who drives you a little crazy.
I gotta pick Jill up at 4 a.m.
She comes once a year and she's leaving on Sunday.
But during the holidays...
Jack, no fighting this year.
There's no escaping it when it's your sister.
How we doing?
Your twin sister.
Are you going bald?
Huh?
No, you're getting fatter and your hair doesn't realize it needs to cover more face.
Okay,
here's the deal. Have you ever watched Saturday Night Live to the bitter end and have to suffer through that final sketch sandwiched between the last musical spot and the final credits? These sketches are usually awful, awkward, soulless bits that make the show simply to fill the air until 1 a.m. Well, Jack and Jill is much worse than that. Adam Sandler plays a man and his twin sister who comes to visit through the holidays and overstays her welcome. The catch is Adam Sandler is in a dress. It's like a Mrs. Doubtfire experiment gone horribly awry. Jack and Jill is the worst form of filmmaking, not even trying to be funny and delivering jokes and dialogue with the passion of a sloth on weed. Not since The Love Guru have I seen a film that was such a lazy, unfunny, utter failure in entertainment of all forms. Jack and Jill get 0 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.